Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Pardon me while I adjust my tie there. Yeah, very cool. I am super excited tonight. We have a... First off, before we even get into it, thank you guys for all the messages and everything out there. Yeah, it was a hell of a flu bug I caught this week. Put me behind a couple days, but as you... I don't know if you can hear it. I'm sounding... If you watch the video we recorded yesterday, I'm sounding even better now. So I'm on good the deal. Downhill side of that. And for everybody who messaged me and was so sure that I had COVID, I did not. I hadn't been in contact with it. My wife went out of town for four days. And when she was out of town, I didn't leave the house. I literally had no contact. I don't know how I got a flu. But it found me, kicked my butt for a couple days, but I'm doing better now. Feeling way better.
Good deal.
So
good.
Yeah.
Cool. Good to hear.
Yeah, man. Being sick sucks. There's nothing worse.
Yeah, it's a drag. Yeah.
And when you got stuff to, I'm in South Florida, and it's a time of year where it rains every day. Down here, and so today is day 15 of it raining every day. And it's hard to mow I don't like to cut the grass when it's wet. Just a pain because it gets all stuck up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've just been saying, let it do its thing. You know what I mean? It ain't like I'm in an HOA or anything. I don't got to worry about it.
Right.
But I'm looking out there, the dog's whimpering when I take her out to potty because the grass is foot and a half tall. And I'm like, I better get out here this morning and do it. So I did that, but I was still sick. And I'm like, why did I choose this plan of action? This sucks. This is the worst.
Yeah.
But I still got to do the backyard. We will see. Anyway, folks, I am very excited tonight. It's a Friday night, and we've got a fantastic thrash metal band. I am so impressed with these guys. The name of the band's Altered States. They're from West Virginia. Mid-Atlantic there. Very cool. And these guys rock. I got their press kit. I was telling them before we went on camera. You get the EPK, as it's known in the business, for those who don't know. And if you're starting out in a band and you don't know what that is and don't have one, I suggest you watch some YouTube videos after this one, figure it out, and put one together. That's what you send to press people. Has all your bio and all that in it. And the thing is, I was checking it out, of course, when I got it, and I was just blown away. I'm like, God dang, I haven't heard talented guys like this in a while. This is pretty impressive.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's really interesting. I grew up in Metro Detroit, and I've never been in the music business. I just didn't have that talent. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and shit or stuff. Ooh. But I hung out. All of my friends have always been musicians I'm old. I grew up in the 80s and everybody wanted to be Randy Rhoads and all these people. And the thing is some of these cats and I'm just saying in generalities, folks, in the rock scene, some of these guitar play, it's like when they play it's like Beethoven or some shit stuff. Just the note progressions and the quickness in which it and the intensity, or they pull it back sometimes. And it's amazing. From a musician standpoint, I'm very impressed. And all of this chaos is happening. All this, the guitar player is doing, you listen to a bass line, you're like, geez, please listen to that guy. And the drummer, the drums sound like a machine gun fire. And you're like, all of this is happening at the same, and I don't guess they're going insane. Maybe they already are insane, but it's very impressive.
Yeah. Thanks.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you, now I know some of you are from different, did I remember that right from reading the bio? you guys are in West Virginia now, but let me ask you this, because I know how it normally, at least with the people I've known, somebody will have the brilliant epiphany to, I'm going to make a band, and I want to get that bass player from that. Everybody knows each other from the scene, and it kind of coalesces. Is that how it happened with you guys?
Actually, this band is first started originated in 89, 90. Okay. We were together for a couple of years. We did a release. It was pretty successful. I had children, my wife, Wendy, she's a big supporter. And I retired from playing guitar for 25, so many years.
Life happened.
Life happens. I got two beautiful daughters and I appreciate all that. And I don't know, about 6 years ago, she bought me a Marshall Hasstack for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a keeper. That is a keeper, man.
You're too good not to play guitar anymore. I didn't pick it up for anything for 25 years. I was doing the dad thing. And at the same time, the original bass player of All States actually called me and says, hey, man, I got us a gig up in Cleveland. They want us to do revive the band back, a reunion show. Okay. I got to get my chops up a little bit because I was really rusty.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our original drummer, Jamie McAlpine, a great drummer, great friend, he tragically passed away.
No.
So I had to find another drummer to, because we were only a three-piece back then. And I did one of those goofy things where you find band members, you put it out there. I need a drummer, this, that. I had a couple leads and stuff like that. And this guy here, Tim, he messaged me and said, hey, I'm a drummer and blah, blah, blah. So I went over to his place with the original 1990 Altered States EP.
Nice.
I said, thrash metal is coming back. I said, this is what I like to play. This is good. And what do you think? And he probably thought I was nuts. He goes, bring your gear over. Let's jam. So we jammed a little bit.
That says a lot right there. Somebody wanted to play. Yeah.
So the original bass player, he could not do the reunion show or anything else. And he was involved with other stuff in his. So we had to find a bass player to get the solid band back together. So 4 years before that, one of my first professional bands, I've been in a lot of bands early in my life. Right. So I got Mr. Keith over there. He used to be in Sheer Greed with me. This is like 86?
84.
Whatever.
Yeah, 84 to 87.
And we did a release, and we were going to be rock stars, and we picked up from West Virginia. We moved to Philadelphia, and it didn't work out. But here we are now. And saying that, we were looking for a singer. I don't want to sing lead. I want to play guitar, and I just want to jam, and I just don't want to do any of that. Keith didn't want to be lead singer. He was a lead singer in some bands. So we brought Matt. Keith brought Matt. Tell the story.
I was looking for a band. I went to a local music store and saw their ad on the billboard. And I gave him a call. And I didn't know who it was at all. And I'm talking to this voice and it sounds awful familiar. And it was Mike. And Mike is singing the same thing as he's talking to me. And he's like, is this Keith? I'm like, yeah. Is this Mike? He's like, yeah. And I was like, wow. I didn't know that's whose ad I was answering. So we kind of came back full circle after all those years. And I started going over and jamming with Mike and Tim. And then we needed a singer, of course. I said, well, I know a guy that could be available. Matt, we'll get him auditioned and get him in here and see how it goes. And that brings us around to him.
And I was approached at a benefit show for a late friend of ours. I didn't really have anything going on at the time. I was really hungry to get back into it, actually. I had a project that lasted 10 years that he was also in at one point. Me and him had done three other projects together.
Oh, yeah.
So we already had the chemistry from the jump.
Yeah.
And he's, just come over and check it out. And it clicked almost immediately, which is very rare to find.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a lot of awkwardness or something. And we all got along. We've never had a fight or anything like that.
Nah. We just want to play music.
We get along great. We all have the same goal. We're all got the same drive. It's been a great time.
Yeah.
There's a valuable lesson, a bunch of valuable lessons in that for anybody out there listening and watching, and I've seen this happen. I live in South Florida, and it's retirement heaven down here. And I've so many people I've met, not through the show or anything, just being alive and talking to people, had very similar stories. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you do a show. Yeah, I used to be in a band 30 years ago and stuff, but had little ones, and I figured I better focus on being an engineer or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And I get it. I get it. But it's amazing because I know I haven't been to everybody's house, but a lot of those people that I've met with the similar story, you go to their house, it's a nice house, and there's usually a man cave or a man room or such. It's their kind of little domain. You go in there, and there's
Matt cave.
Nine guitars hanging on the wall there, and I'm like, yeah, that dream's still there. It may not be.
It never dies.
Still glowing.
Never dies.
The thing is, life's too short.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have any regrets in life.
Nope.
Take every opportunity you can.
Yeah.
And I've really wanted to get back in the music industry and really enjoy writing music and playing with these guys and getting our music out there. I believe we write some good material and we really want to get it out to the world for people to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because if you look at from a marketing standpoint, my wife's a little younger than me. She's about, it doesn't matter, but she's definitely a generation younger than me. And we're in the car. She likes to listen to that. She's a girl. It's weird. Her jam is either, what's her thing right now? Sleep Token. Oh my God. She's either listening to Sleep Token or pop music, whatever the pop station is. We're in the car, and of course, I'm listening to this and going, really? this? But she goes, no, Jamie, we're not playing your weird ass music. Are you kidding me? Everybody's speaking back. What the hell? No, and the thing is, though, the point I'm trying to make is there is rock music out there of all genres and everything.
Yeah.
But there isn't mainstream rock, or even the mainstream acts don't have their little rock flourishes like they did when you guys started this band back in 1989 and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And people say, yeah, Bon Jovi was pop. Yeah, you know what? You'd put up with Bon Jovi because every girl listened. You'd listen to Rat because every girl, or not Poison, because every girl, you knew, that's what they liked. And then you would slip in your shit. You know what I mean? Your hard rock stuff. But you just don't see that much anymore. It's all auto-tuned guys.
That's cheating, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine too.
If you can play it live, don't freaking play it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Show some skill. Take some time to develop a skill set. That's my... Yeah, I feel the same way. In my world, when I see somebody, oh, I do it, I'm a digital. I get it, and I understand that you got to figure shit out and place it and composition and whatnot. But at the same time, I've been doing this a long time, and there's a skill set. I'm putting a paintbrush to a canvas. You know what I mean? Yeah. It takes an element of control to do that. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody or anything, but I respect it a little more.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because I didn't grow up using a keyboard to paint. And it's the same thing.
The craft of it, man.
Yeah, there's a craft to it. I have a lot of DJ friends. And I don't think anybody would be surprised to learn this. The thing is, I'm talking the people that are doing it. I probably respect a live band a little more than I do a DJ who's hitting a button and a program's beat matching that. I respect a guy who works out on turntables more than I do that. But because it takes some skill to know. You got to know what you're doing on how to do it.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of bullshit and playing to nobody and
we've had a lot of shows like that.
Had some of those, absolutely.
Me too.
The thing is, you heard our music and stuff like that. And people come up and when they see us at a live show, and they can't believe how much more electric it is at our live shows. How much better. If you like our CD, you're going to love us live.
People have described the sound.
It's just going to blow you back.
Yeah, wall sound, man.
Every musician I've ever known, the reality is it's funny. You'll be at some, because we all know Squares. You'll be at some Squares barbecue or something, and somebody will have a few too many Coronas or whatever, and they start talking like they know something. And they're like, I don't know why the Rolling Stones keep going on stage. It's not like they need the money, and look how old they are. And I'm like, you don't know any musicians, do you? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, every musician I've ever known. Yeah, studio work is great, and it's great to make albums and all this and that. That's cool. Ain't nothing like going on stage and 50,000 people are singing your song back to you.
Best drug ever.
We've had a show in, what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
About a month now.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're Jonesing for it.
You know what we do at that time? We're writing new material.
Our
show's coming up in October. We're going to be playing some of our new stuff.
Yep.
We cannot wait for people.
Yeah, that's how it is. I think what it is, fundamentally, I don't care what kind of art you're doing, you're painting paintings, you're making music, you're baking biscuits, whatever it is, the goal is to make a connection with your audience.
Oh, yeah.
You want somebody to, they may not dig what you're doing, but at least they understand what you're doing. You know what I mean? They're like, you've communicated. And, yeah, music is such a power. I've done this example so many times in this show, but it's so true. And I know I beat it to death. The thing is, any guy you ask, you say, okay, first time you kissed a gal, like a real kiss, not like a pecking your mom at your Aunt Tilly on the cheek or something, but kissed a girl. What music was playing in the background at whatever party or car, wherever it happened at, and they'll know. And I'll tell you, youngsters, that'll be the best type of music to that person for the rest of their life.
Good point.
They might appreciate other kind of music, but they're like, yeah, music sucked after that point. You know what I mean? It's burned in their brain. Now, in my world, you ask the same question. What painting was hanging on the wall behind the girl that you were kissing? Nobody knows that. Nobody cares about that. That didn't, there's no brain tattoo of that. That music, there is. And it doesn't have to be lovey-dovey music either. Shit. It's crazy. Let's play a track, guys, so people know what we're talking about. We've got four to pick from here that we were talking about before we came on camera. We've got the Pupil, Hard Time, End Time, and Among the Shadows. What should we... The question is, imagine somebody hasn't heard Altered States before. What should we hit them with first?
The Pupil.
Lead off track, yeah.
This is fantastic. I love that. I love the single art, because I'm an art guy. That plague mask thing? The purple.
Yeah, it's our mascot. Stuff,
man.
Yeah, plague dog is like our...
Because our band originated out of COVID.
Yeah.
We started in August of 2019, and in October, it all broke loose.
We just got done recording our first EP, and COVID hit.
Yeah,
everybody got locked in their house.
Yeah.
So we played two shows, recorded an EP, and then it was locked.
And everybody got locked in their house, yeah.
Right.
Maybe
it freaked me out. I got to tell you, not the normal things people think. I'm an old man, and so I'm always my big bitch to all of my younger, which is all of my friends, is, you think this is new? I've seen this already done four times. It's come around four times before. You know what I mean? I long for something new and cool. And I think COVID might have been my fault, because then the universe was like, oh, okay, wise guy, here you go. The world's shutting down. Hadn't seen that before. I'm like, Jesus Christ, really? I'm not even having to hide under a desk. I was prepared for that.
Yeah.
And my big fear wasn't the health thing. Me and my wife were at Disney World when they announced I'll never forget it. We're sitting at a restaurant, one of those, I don't know what they call it, the Japanese thing where the guy cooks everything on the thing.
Hibachi.
Hibachi. And you're sitting with a bunch of people you don't know around this big table. And I don't use a cell phone, not because I'm cool, because I'm cheap. My wife's got one. Why would I need to have one? But I remember it was like a movie. Everybody's phone went off at the same time.
Yeah. Wow.
saw the color drain, and I'm like, color's draining out of all these yuppies' faces here at Disney World. something's happening. And
going on.
And I look at my wife, she's looking at her, and she goes, they're closing. I'm like, Disney is walking away from $32 hamburgers and stuff. We got to get the hell out of here. Something's happening. This is serious. And so she's like, why are you in such a rush to get home? And I said, because I've seen The Road Warrior. I want to be the guy with the mohawk on the motorcycle, not the guy spot welded to him on the back of the motorcycle. So we got a
classic film.
Start patrolling the yard with my crazy dog. So we're okay. You can stay inside. Okay. Anyway, went on a tangent, folks. This is The Pupil. This is Altered States. It's one of my favorite things. Check this out. Here it is. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. I did not lie. That is a fantastic video. You guys, and you got some cool comic imagery in there that I really dig. That's crazy. What, did you know somebody and said, we need a comic picture of me, or is it a program? Because I want some comic pictures of me.
Yeah. And we had a buddy of ours, Tim O'Dell. He does all of our videos. He's good. A fantastic photographer, videographer.
Really professional.
Professional, yeah. Great guy. He's a musician also.
Yeah.
We did our first, we did a Some Will Die. That's
off our last CD.
That's off our last CD, Throw on the Dirt, here at Wells Township on a house. And with a lot of extra people, a lot of
actors,
it was an people running design. Around and stuff like that.
It's a cool video.
It's a really cool video. On he YouTube. Did that. And I said, hey, we got this new EP coming out. I sent him all the tracks. And he goes, man, I love to do a video. And I said, which one? And we picked this one. And nice. He goes, I got a good idea. And that's what he come up with.
Gears Return. And great. I've always been, I'm like you guys, grew up in the 80s, went through MTV. And
on screen, Wendy.
I'd wait through all those Air Supply videos in Chicago and all that bullshit. Until Run to the Hills or something came on. They would play a good metal video about once every hour and 20 minutes or so. But you had to sit through all the crap. Everybody thinks the 80s was just, and MTV was just great. MTV sucked, actually, rocks a lot back in the day when they were playing music and stuff. But every so often, you'd see something cool.
Oh, yeah.
Metallica's One messed me up for a week. I'm like, what's the point?
That was great. That was a great video.
Oh, yeah. That was my introduction to them.
Song.
A bit younger than some of the members, so that was my introduction to them.
If you're young and you haven't seen that, after you watch this, folks, go look up Metallica's One and Why. It's like a Twilight Zone episode in a heavy metal video.
That's fair.
It's crazy. But the pupil ain't that far away. That's a cool video. I like that. And I like the use of purple in it as a template color from a visual painter perspective. It's just something you don't see that often.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think it's cool.
Actually, my son-in-law actually did this album cover for us.
Wow. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Jacob Dunn, he does great artwork also. So we're blessed to know a lot of people that help us out. In all our states,
a lot of creative people on the side.
We appreciate every one of them, and we couldn't do anything like what we're doing here without all you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you too, man.
Yeah,
that's something that's cool. The music business changed, of course, the Napster and all that. Everything shifted in it, and it used to be the big record company would swoop in and take all your guys' potential money, give you a big loan, and then hire a bunch of people to do all this shit. Then after all, then they're paid and everybody's paid. The band was the last person to get paid.
Absolutely. Yeah. We always are, man.
Yeah. That's what it is now.
Yeah. That hasn't changed.
But the cool thing is small. I don't want to say small, but bands out there are having to do a lot of this themselves, booking shows, doing social media. Jesus Christ. That's a fantasy. I had that fantasy of I wish I could hire a 15-year-old girl with a cell phone just to spend the 2 hours every morning that I got to spend on Instagram or what and hashtags and nonsense. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And I'm not bitching too much about it. It's pretty cool that you can put, hey, we're playing this Friday and the world knows it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody's driving around with a staple gun and flyers on telephone poles.
Those days, though.
Yeah, we did it to them.
I do, too. But all these tracks we're playing tonight, these are all available, right? The EP's out.
Yes.
Everything's on Spotify. Every digital download's out there.
You name it, we're on it.
We get almost a penny every time you download it.
And that's true. I agree with that. If that was happening in any other type of business, fraud charges would be levied.
Yes,
true.
The thing is, people ask me, they're like, you got these cool bands on, where do we get their stuff? And my answer is always at a merch table. I've never known a band that didn't have a merch table.
Hello.
We do pretty good with merch.
Yeah.
We always change up the t-shirts and
we've got a ton of merch
swag. We get an actual Altered States
beer mugs, CDs, t-shirts, buttons, everything. Patches, posters,
license plates,
keychains.
Oh, I'm a painter.
Where's next?
And if I do an art show, we have a merch table, because I learned that from hanging out with all these musicians. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I can sell $1,000 painting just as easy as somebody, maybe somebody doesn't have a grand, but they got $20 for a shirt or a poster. I'll sell them that. I don't want anybody leaving empty handed, but it's interesting. And it's so important. It's so important. Even that's becoming controversial, though. I was talking to some people. I don't know what the scene is in West Virginia, but I know they were saying
everywhere else.
Yeah. What was it?
10 years behind everyone else.
10 years behind everyone else.
That's always not a bad thing, though. I was having a lot of fun 10 years ago, but I was talking to somebody. Where were they out of? It was West Coast, and they're like, yeah, the venues are charged. They want a cut of the merch table. I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's dirty.
Screw that.
The hell with all that.
Yeah. We had a show booked one place. I'm not going to say where at.
Yeah.
It was in Indianapolis, and which is what,
four or five hours from here.
At least. Yeah. It's
all the way across Ohio.
We found out there's no guaranteed money, but we found out we couldn't even take our own water. We
had to
buy water.
We had to buy their water.
Yeah, that's insane.
We had van problems. We didn't make it.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
No. And that's, it's ruined by all these new people that are like, they get so excited. They're like, somebody's paying attention to me. Somebody's paying attention. And they'll agree to that kind of shit. And that just ruins it for the professionals. Because we're not being jerks when we say, no, it ain't happening. You know, in my world, it's gallery cuts. They're like, we'll give you 30%. I'm like, you're going to give me 30%.
Yeah.
I bought all the shit. I've made the shit.
You put all your time and passion into it.
Think that's, I'm going for that deal.
Yeah.
And I got a website. I can sell to the world. What do I need to do? It's world change. The world changed. But it's the new people that are, pay attention. Look, somebody thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on a high horse, anybody. I'm not trying to anybody. I can hear my wife like Ben Kenobi in the distance. Settle down, Jamie. Settle down. I'm telling you, that's the final boss around here. Yeah. Keeps me in check. Shit, here's buying you a Marshall stack. Fuck. That's a good present. People don't know me. I knew a guy whose wife divorced him because there were amplifiers in the living room. She was like, I can't live like this anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
So he called me and he was all long-faced, and you know how guys get when they're not going to be crying or anything, but yeah, I could tell he was hurt.
Yeah, well, got to go home and hug his amp.
I told him, I said, man, she did you a favor. You don't want, be glad it happened now and not for a year from now.
Absolutely. Kick her to the curb and go hug your amp, dude. Yeah. Crank it up to 11.
That's it.
I told him, I said, heartbreak's like a bad case of the flu. It about 2 weeks, you'll be doing just okay. Next track we're going to play, folks, is, now, guys, what should we go with that? You want to go Hard Times, Among the Shadows?
Among the Shadows.
Among the Shadows. Okay, here it is, folks.
Among the Shadows. It's a good
get thing. Ready. This is Altered States, Among the Shadows.
Crank it up.
Talking in the dark.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Among the Shadows, Altered States. I'm telling you, another, it just doesn't stop. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
With my paintings, people, when we post them, people see the end result. They're like, yeah, Jamie rolled out of bed this Tuesday and knocked that out. Sometimes that happens. It's very rare. But what nobody ever sees is me ranting and raving. The most popular phrase in my art studio is, I can fix it. I can fix it. Give me a second. Let that dry, and then I'll fix that problem. Nobody ever sees that. Nobody knows about it. And I imagine with music, it's got to be the same way.
Oh, yeah.
They can either fight you a little bit, or it can come easy. You know what I mean? And you probably celebrate a little bit when it comes easy, because
that's
probably rare.
For us,
I listen to Among the Shadows. I can't tell. I can't tell if that, and you guys don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I'm curious, just as an artist, was that an easy one? Did that one fight?
Yes.
It was easy for me to write to.
That was Among the Shadows was one of our easier ones.
The riff was pretty easy, and it just flowed pretty easy.
That's cool. That's cool, because the audience doesn't know. And plus, you musicians are all crazy anyway. The ones I've known, they're like, that chord was on, and the people in the crowd, they would never even know. They're like, guy playing guitar, he's cool, I want to be him.
Yeah.
They don't know.
All they see is the end result, man.
It's fantastic. That's cool. Now, a track like Among the Shadows, it came easy, so I imagine it wasn't a long process from like conception to where you're ready to put it. You're ready to put it on the CD
very quickly on that.
Yeah, together quite fast. Yeah.
Nice. Let me ask about you guys' workspaces. Now, do you all have areas at home with, and I get with drums, it's probably difficult to do, but especially if you got a family, but do you get your everything together first and then you hit the studio and everything's good to go?
I do a lot of the writing. I have a studio in my house. I bring riffs and stuff and that, and I'm a manic writer. What that means is it's full bore. I probably have 15 songs already written for the next one.
Hell yeah.
And I come with these riffs and that, and then we start piecing them together. Sometimes I come with lyrics, and when I say lyrics, they're not lyrics. It's like
automatic writing.
It's just caveman crap.
Yeah.
And then I say,
fix it.
So most of these songs, maybe the names are the same, but some of the wording is a lot different because when I write, I just go.
Yeah, automatic writing is what that's called. Yeah.
The last song, the newest song, I'll give you an inside thing. I wrote in a car driving to Cleveland in about 2 hours on a piece of paper. I wrote the whole song.
What are you, like, humming the melody and stuff? And
I wrote the lyrics, too.
Yeah, he wrote all that one.
I wrote it all.
Nice.
Sorry, Cleveland. So,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
I don't know why. I just do it. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Everybody has their... And I tell people ask me, especially younger or newer people trying to do, they're like, how do you get in the mood? And I'm like, the mood, in my business, a deadline is your best teacher. If you have a deadline, you're facing it. It has to be done by this or that time. You can't wait for a mood to hit you. You got to get it done. But the thing is, it's so weird because the majority of my life, I'm a retired clubber. I used to go to a lot of nightclubs and stuff for decades. And in my single wolfing around days, and to get a gal, life changes. It was funny. When I first moved to South Florida, all of my LA and West Coast friends were like, what the hell are you going to do there? What are you going to go to all the nightclubs in Miami? I'm like, no, man, I got a gal now. That's the way that you lose a gal, going to nightclub, hanging out in nightclubs. Are you kidding me? No, but the thing is, circadian rhythm or whatever, I was a night person. I always painted at night and shit and did everything at night.
Yep. Easier to stay up all night than it is to get up early.
Yeah, what's weird, as I get old now, that's changed.
I've changed.
I feel that too.
Oh, man, I'm up every morning, 3 o'clock, and everybody's
like, can't sleep at all now.
Yeah, they're like, why are you getting up that early and working? And I said, you know why? Because everybody else is asleep. The house is quiet. The phone's not ringing.
Yeah.
And my brain's fresh. I can get shit done.
Right.
Trying to get shit done at 11:30 at night for me. I'm like those old movies with the astronaut training and they're stumbling around and stuff after sleep deprivation. I feel it. But it's weird. So you got to do with what works for you. And if it's writing a song in a car, guess what? You're taking more car rides because whatever it is you got to do to get into that zone, I say do it. Shit.
I do a lot of fiddling around before practice and that, and we come up with riffs all the time. We just jam on a bunch of stuff all the time.
A lot of guitar players I know are like that. They're not necessarily working like, okay, I punched a clock, I'm ready to do riffs. No, they're just doing it, and the stuff happens. It's amazing.
Cool.
Like a train of thought or something. I don't know. There's a word I'm looking for.
If you tried to sit down and write something,
it's a lot of pressure.
No.
If you put yourself, constrain yourself on, I got to write this.
I have to do this.
It's not going to work.
No.
You know, it's going to come off phony if you do it. Like,
it's going to have to come to you.
There's no inspiration or passion.
They're just really stiff. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
There's fluidity to it.
You guys, whatever you're doing is working. That's all I'm saying. If you were a horse, I'd bet on you.
Yeah.
So keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
with an extra fans. We're not ever going to stop.
So many young musicians and artists and stuff, they can overthink things in that. There's a word, what is that? Analysis paralysis. They're like, oh, or that fun one I hear. I've got writer's block. Writer's block. Who has time for writer's block?
Yeah.
Light bill doesn't accept that. They're going to say, no, screw you. Pay me. I can't go to the grocery store and say, I want these groceries. I'd pay you, but I've had writer's block. The world works. Yeah, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
Enjoy next week, Slim. Jesus Christ. So true. So the next track we're going to play, ladies and gentlemen, is called Hard Time. Oh,
in
I hope
time.
Nobody out there has ever experienced Hard Time. Dead eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
My statement remains true, folks. I hope nobody out there has dead eyes, because whether they're yours or someone else's.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm messing around. Dead eyes. I like that. Here it is, folks. This is Altered States, Dead Eyes. Check this out.
Yeah.
And we're back, everybody. Dead Eyes, right. Altered States.
Yeah, okay. Once again,
I want to let people know, too, we have the clickable links and everything, so you can follow these guys. These guys are over on Facebook and stuff. And
YouTube.
And all over. They're all down in the description. And I suggest, here's the thing. I'm going to lay it out for you guys out there. If you find a cool indie film, you like, whatever, you find something cool, help get the word out, man. Help get the word out. Because all your friends, the whole reason you're friends is they're into the same shit you are. Common interests. And you're like, hey, I found this great band, Altered States. Check these guys out. And they will. And they're like, yeah, they are a great. But the thing is, here's the key, though. You got to be the first person to introduce that. Because then at all the parties you guys all go to, you're the party star. You're the old guy at the record store who knows everything about music. You know what I mean? You got the inside track.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely us.
Oh, yeah. Vinyl. Physical media is still a good thing, in my opinion.
Mm. Me too. My wife got me a record player a couple Christmases ago.
Nice. They're addicting.
Awesome.
Oh, man. I'm going to work. Let's go to Goodwill. I'm like, great. I'd be like, oh, God, she's going to go through every rack of dresses. Yeah. Handle it. Now I'm like, spend all the time you need, honey. I've got 18 record crates here to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now.
Changes your life, man. Changes your life.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this, too. You guys are like, I assume, around my age and stuff. And because you started the band in 1989. I remember 1989. You know what I mean? I was in the trenches with you cats. You guys were into rock then, obviously. You started a rock band. Have you guys in, because I know you've all been in 50 bands, and especially drummers. I know drummers are always in 87 different bands. They're a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
To go on tour. Because drummers are hard to find. Everybody wants to.
We're blessed with a great drummer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you start out as a drummer? Did you switch? Did you?
I started out as a drummer.
He's always been a drummer.
Yeah.
Cool. He plays guitar, but he never plays in front of anybody.
I do play a little guitar. But
I
remember going to his house and checking him out before I was ever even in a band with him of any kind. And he was like, 14 or 15 years old?
Yeah.
And he was a phenom going around that kit. Everybody was like, wow, he's awesome. And now, all this time later, full circle, boom, I'm in a band with this guy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You just never know. That's why it's so important, no matter what type of thing you're doing. I tell people, they're like, what's the number one advice, Jamie, for whatever? And I'm like, be a good hang, because you never know who you're going to be working with later. You know what I mean? Just be a good hang. Still get shit done. Be professional, but be an asset, not a liability. That's the big
thing.
Yeah.
I've never been in a band, but I've known so many people who are, and you say something like that and they all slightly look at one person and you're like, yeah, okay, this ain't going to work. Or he ain't going to work. Or she or whatever. That ain't going to last. But it's cool. You guys all found each other and all that. That's a cool story. That's going to be a documentary one of these days on Netflix.
I got to get a hold of Tim O'Neill.
Yeah.
O'Dell to get this going here, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I think you guys are right, too. I think thrash metal definitely would be making a comeback, because it's just cool. It's just cool. And it's a type of music you can do so much to. I'll tell you why I can see this in the popularity, like these John Wick movies and these action movies and stuff like that. Perfect for thrash metal in the background of some of that.
Soundtracks, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
It's, man, and yeah, I watched the shit out of all those.
Yeah.
Wife was out of town for the weekend, and I watched the first one. I'm like, she might like this. I got to keep going. I even watched that show about the history of the hotel afterward. Like, somebody needs to fund more of these movies, man.
I watched Ace Ventura just to see Cannibal Corpse on there.
Yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah.
It's true. It is very true. The last track we're going to be playing. Now, I got all, because on the tapestry behind you guys, it says Borrowed Time. And I have In Time written down, and I'm screwed up somewhere. Is it In Time we're playing, or is it Borrowed Time we're playing?
We got Borrowed Time, then End Time.
You can play either one.
Yeah.
We've done the four, so this will be number four. Let's go with the End Time, because we're kind of at the end of the show. We're getting towards it.
Yeah.
Is this what you guys close your shows out with?
Sometimes, yeah, it depends.
Yeah, we try to make a different set list for every show, so it's never the same.
That's cool. That is, I hate going to a show you can set your watch to.
That ain't us.
Or if it's an act you've seen multiple times and it's almost, if not the same exact set list.
Yeah.
Especially bands that have been around a long time. It's like you couldn't throw in one surprise
different
decode
song,
or something. Something, at least change the order of the songs.
I saw that go horribly wrong one time. I was went and saw this guy I know. He had his name's Stan Ridgway. He had a big hit in the 80s with his band at the time called Mexican Radio. It's a pop song.
Okay.
And crazy pop, Mexican 80s pop song.
Wall of Voodoo, yeah.
Yeah, Wall of Voodoo. And, of course, every time he plays, got to play. And he's played that a gazillion times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it takes one.
And so this particular show, they rearranged it. It was he comes out and they start playing a reggae song. And it's that song, Mexico, to a reggae melody. Wow. And it wasn't the best, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. It doesn't mean anything. That's just for me. And the crowd, I was probably the most polite person with that opinion. The crowd was they were not.
That tanked, I take it.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, when's the beer bottles going to start flying in here? This is not going good.
Take a wire up front stage.
Yeah, but then he changed it back to the thing. Just kidding, guy. It all worked. He landed the plane, and I was worried for a second. But anyway, this is End Times, folks. This is Altered States. These guys are wicked cool. Like I said, you got to follow them on social media and share. And
killer cut.
Yeah, and get that. I know on Facebook, I get all these announcements all the time. You've earned a badge. Accept that shit, man. Let people know. For you youngsters, I don't know how you do it or if it's even possible. My wife says it is. If you make a cool TikTok, put Altered States the music behind it. Every time I watch one of them short videos, it's got music playing in the background.
Get the
word out, man. Do your thing, youthful cell phone user or smartphone users. Anyway, everybody, this is End Times by Altered States. Here it is.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. That was End Times, Altered States.
Yes.
You guys were mentioning to us when we were off camera, you got some shows and stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got Rocktober, baby. It's coming. October for us can be busy.
Big month.
I can't wait.
So October 4th, we're going to be in Canton, Ohio. We're going to be with our buds Sin Eater and Ryan Sword.
Killer bands, yeah.
It's called the Dive Bar. This is going to be a cool night.
First time there. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
October 17th, we're down in our area. This is in Wells Township Haunted House.
Brilliant, Ohio.
That's where we do a lot of our metal fests. We've done a five-year metal fest show. This last show, we had 11 bands?
30, yeah,
11
bands.
Two stages.
All day. Just went all day.
Wells Township, we love playing there. It's a great time. That's October 17th.
Close to Halloween.
Yeah. And then we got
Halloween.
Yeah, speaking of Halloween, well, we're by ourselves at night, and it's a free show.
Yeah. If you want to go into Haunted House, you pay for
you
that.
You pay for that.
But if you want to come see us,
it's free. Yeah.
Come on down. Bring a check.
That's a date night, baby. That is a date night. Yeah. If you're a metalhead, that means your girl's a metalhead, too. That is a date night. Take her to the Spook House and listen to some rock.
That's
a night, man.
We'll probably have an extended set that night, if you know what I'm saying. We're going to play pretty long.
Might as well.
Our next one is going to be October 25th, Headbangers Ball number 2. We've had one last year.
A couple years ago.
We got some good friends of ours, Knockbox, Morbid Mind, Wrath of the Fallen is also going to be with us. And we're also having flash tattoos. We have a tattoo artist to be on site.
Food trucks doing tattoos.
The Cheesy Pack food truck's going to be there. And costumes are heavily encouraged.
Yeah.
Top three, we're giving prizes out, and it's going to be voted on by the
audience.
Nice.
No bias voting.
That's right.
Another date night. Yeah.
That'd be a spectacular day. BYOB, too. Of age, of course.
Nice. Nice.
We got a lot of stuff banging around for November. A lot of it we're not releasing yet.
We got
a lot of stuff coming up.
A lot of great ideas. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's cool because I can have you guys back on. Very cool. I like when Halloween gets mixed with rock shows like that.
Perfect match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it works so well. When I went to school in Boston, I was dating some goth girl, art school, so of course. That's all the girls there were. They're all wearing black all the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't bitching. I wasn't complaining. I was dating the
guy. No.
But she picked me up. She had this little, Mercury tracer or something. And we drove an hour out into the country. I was getting a little worried, actually. I'm like,
you hear banjos delivering?
Yeah. I was like, what is this, Children of the Corn or something? What's going to happen? I had him on the show, the guy who played him. Now, I had never put this together. Here's a fun fact about Malachi that a lot of people, everybody's seen Back to the Future. Perfect movie. It's great.
Great movie, yeah.
Remember at the end, after he lays Biff out, and I'm not spoiling it, folks. If you've never seen Back to the Future, I don't know what to tell you. It's 50 years old or something.
Come on. Watch it right now.
Yeah, but they go back into the dance, and you think everything is going to be, and this redheaded kid comes, hey, McFly, I'm cutting in. That's the same actor who played Malachi. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I've never put it together.
Watch that now, man.
Yeah, that was
a reason to rewatch it.
That was his first big movie role. He lives in North Florida. He's up by the Georgia border. But nice guy. Real nice guy.
Cool.
We went out. We drove an hour out. And some farmer, I guess the farm was done for the season, so he turned his farm into a haunted, they had four haunted houses and a guy carving shit with the chainsaw, skulls and stuff. They had metal bands playing.
Oh,
they had a stage with hay all around and everything. And I thought it was going to be a country band that came out because I saw the stage and I'm like, and then it was like, and I'm like, okay, here we go.
Nice.
And it was fucking great. It was perfect.
Good night.
Yeah,
sounds like my kind of night, man.
It's a great time.
Crisp weather, that fall crisp weather.
My favorite season,
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. Anyhow, okay, so yeah, that's cool. I'm definitely going to have you guys back on of year. Very cool. Folks, again, Altered States, you got to follow these guys. These are ones to watch, in my opinion, and keep abreast of what they're doing. And if you're in the area, when I say that, I don't mean, you're 10 minutes away. You know what? When I was a kid, I remember driving from Boston with five of my friends to Philadelphia to watch a band.
We have to drive at least an hour to see any somewhat known act 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
At least, if not even more.
Exactly.
A
good rock show demands a little sacrifice. It's worth it.
Yeah, man.
We have a lot of dedicated fans. We have one fan. His name is Dan Walker.
Yes.
He's traveled up to 3.5 hours away from
one
his
way
home.
To see us. One way
to see us.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate him.
Dan the man.
He is a sixth member.
Absolutely.
That tells me, everybody, is if they've got somebody that's doing. Means they're a good band. It's like when you go to a restaurant, you walk into a restaurant, nobody's in there. You're like, I don't know if I want to eat here. You know what I mean? But if there's a bunch of people in there, I'm like, something's good in here, obviously.
Yeah,
so that's cool. These are the guys to watch, folks. These are the guys to watch.
Yeah, check us out.
Check us out.
We won't let you down.
We're out there. Spotify, YouTube. Get on our Facebook. We got all kind of stuff out
there. Buy our merch. You're starving.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Ladies, I'm single too.
He's single, ladies. So
he's single. We want to get back to the studio.
Yeah.
And he will be. And then he'll bring to band practice the one, and you're like, oh, God, she's got ideas for songs. There we go. Here we go. I'm kidding. I'm teasing you guys. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. This drops Monday, I think. No, Tuesday. So I hope everybody had a good weekend that continues.
Yeah.
Remember, I get it, folks. The world's a zany place right now. It just is.
Yeah.
But just be a good hang, be kind, be patient. That's my big. I have to learn that the universe insists on teaching me about patience every day. And I got to take those lessons and do the best you can with them. And if we're all a little cooler to each other, it's going to be a lot easier. All I'm saying.
Bill and Ted said it best. Absolutely. Be excellent to one another.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Politics is like religion. If what's working for you is working for you, that's great. That doesn't mean everybody else has to jump on board with it also.
That's right.
True that, yeah.
So just enjoy it for yourself, and I'll enjoy my shit for myself, and we'll all still hang at the party.
Okay. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Word.
We'll see everybody later. Be cool. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for having us, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Oh, yeah. Bang it.
Yep, bang it.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.